Baruch Hashem, we're zeichet him b'mesayim, asher yatzar. And be'ezus Hashem, now we're going to start a new inyan, the next bracha, Elokai Neshama. So, as a little short introduction, Elokai Neshama is simply understood. It's thanking Hashem for the returning our neshama back to us. The Lashon of the Avudraham and Seder Shachris. It's a birkas haidah. Thanking Hashem that He returned the neshama. And in fact, the siyum of the bracha of Elokai Neshama ends off with a synopsis. We ended off by saying, "Hamachzer neshama is lefgar meisim." That Hashem restored and returned our neshama to lefgar meisim, to dead body. And that is that Hashem returns our neshama back in the morning. And we thank Hashem for that. Got that. So, what's the source for saying Elokai Neshama? So it's Gemara and Daf Samach on the base. The Gemara says, when a person goes to sleep, he says Shema, and he says the Bracha of Hamapel. The Gemara says, Ki Misar, when he wakes up, Oimer, he says, Elokai Neshama Shanasatabi Tahiri, and the Gemara goes through the text of Elokai Neshama. So, the truth is, like this, that the Rambam, if you look the Gemara's Lashon is Kimisar, when he wakes up. The Rambam quotes the Gemara literally like that. You can listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Shvi, Halacha Gimel. His words are, Bisho Sheyikatz, at the moment that a person wakes up, Besoif Shinasai, at the end of his sleep, Mivarech, he makes a bracha, V'hu Al Mitasa, he's still in his bed. And what does he say? Elokai Neshama Shanasat. So the Lashon the Rambam takes the Gemara literally. Kimisar, the Gemara says, when you wake up. So this poses a big problem. The Farshim ask on this, what is Pshat before Netilas Yadayim? How could you say Hashem's name? And it's a big problem. But the Rambam literally quotes the Gemara Kipshutai. The Kimisar, when the Anshe Knesset Gdayla originally instituted the Bracha of Elokai Neshama, it was literally Kimisar, the moment we wake up. And I saw the Maaser Rekech on the Rambam. He says like this. He quotes the Rambam. V'hu al mitasa. The person says he's still in his bed. Kein mashma b'gemara. It's mashma in the Gemara like that. De ka'omar ki misar. Lema l'kai neshama. De mashma. It's mashma. Tekef kishaner. It's mashma right away. Right when a person wakes up. He says l'kai neshama. Omnom. He ends off. Ein kein menageinu. However, this is not our minig. We don't do this. Different ways of trying to understand how during the times of Anshe Knesset Gdayla this could have been possible, but be it as it may, it's just interesting to note that according to the Rambam, it sounds like that Anshe Knesset Gdayla, the initial institution of Elokai Neshama, was Kimisar right away. Oh, so perhaps I didn't see anyone say this, but just before that. It happens to be so. When do we say Elokai Neshama? So the Mishnah Berurah says we say it after Asher Yatzar, and in fact, there's a strong reason to say that because there's a difficulty that the Rishonim deal with, and that is most brachas need to, the halacha is you need to be paseach b'baruch and you need to end off with baruch, and Elokai Neshama is missing a baruch in the beginning. We end off baruch to Hashem amachzer neshamas, but where's the baruch in the beginning? This is the difficulty that the Rishonim deal with. And so some say that the way it's not a problem of not having a baruch is because it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. If you have a bracha that's attached, it's connected to another bracha, then you don't need to start off with baruch because you have the baruch from the bracha before. And the way you have that is by connecting it to Asher Yatzar. So if you say Asher Yatzar, and then Elokai Neshama, so Elokai Neshama is smucha l'chaverta, it's somuch to Asher Yatzar, and that's the way. So that's what we do. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon held that that's the way, it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. And we've quoted this Vilna Gaon before, the Bir Agra and Simon Dalit. He says, based on the Rashba Chadashim Labakarim, we need to thank Hashem, v'tiknu Elokai Neshama, v'zehu al ha'neshama, v'asher Yatzar al ha'gof. We said this in the past, that the Vilna Gaon explains that Asher Yatzar is thanking Hashem in the morning for our body, and Elokai Neshama is thanking Hashem for our neshama. Oh, perhaps just something which I mentioned, I haven't seen this or anyone that speaks this out, but perhaps this could be the idea on this that we have instituted that we say Moida Ani. Moida Ani is right when we wake up in the morning, we thank Hashem.
When did the Rambam say Moida
Ani? No. So Moida Ani came way later. The first place that we found the Nusach Moida Ani brought down is in the Sefer Seder Ayayim. It came way after the Rambam. So way after the Gemara, way later. So yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So perhaps this is something that we'll keep in mind. Perhaps that Anshe Knas HaGdolah, according to the Rambam, was saying Elokei Neshama right when a person wakes up. But the issue is that we can't do that with as the Shem Hashem is in Elokei Neshama. So later on, it was instituted to say Maidani, right? Kimusar, when a person wakes up, we say Maidani, which also is thanking Hashem for returning our neshama without the Shem Hashem. So perhaps, I haven't seen anyone that speaks this out, and perhaps throughout the Shiurim we'll show, Be'ezras Hashem, how the words of Maidani are all lie in Elokei Neshama. It's really like taken from Elokei Neshama. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll try to get that to get there. Because really, Elokei Neshama is, the Gemara says, well, the way the Rambam says it, is when a person wakes up, a person says this bracha of Elokei Neshama. So we don't do that. That's not our minhag to do that. But, so it came about that it was instituted to say Maidani, when a person wakes up, to say thanking Hashem for returning our Neshama. That's just something to keep in mind. Okay. But Be'ez Hashem tonight, I'd like to focus on the beginning of Elokei Neshama. And that is, if you think about the bracha is all about recognizing that Hashem gave us this neshama, and therefore we thank Hashem, Ata Barasa, Ata Yetzarta, and we say, right? Kolzman Hashem Neshama Bekirbi, Moida Ani Lefanecha, thank you Hashem for this neshama. Okay. So, the thing is that if you look at the bracha of Elokei Neshama, the very beginning, there's almost like something else that we say. And we say, Elokei, Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahiri. The neshama that you gave me is tahar. Well, is tahira. What exactly is this proclamation? What are we saying with that? We're thanking Hashem. We're not thanking. We're just saying a statement. My neshama is the neshama that you gave me is tahar. What is that all about? And that's what I'd like to focus on tonight. We start off Elokei Neshama with stating Elokei neshama shenasata bi tahiri. And then after that, we go on to thank Hashem for our neshama. What exactly are we saying with that? So, very interesting. Vilna Gaon in Imrei Noyam, on Daf Samach, on that Gemara, listen to this. The Gemara brings down the text of Elokei Neshama. And now the words of neshama shenasata bi tahiri, listen to what he says. Neshama shenasata bi tahiri, mirames, this alludes to what? Shetzorich, Liten loy b'tahara. A person needs to return the neshama back to Hashem in purity. K'moshan nosan l'cho b'tahara. Just like He gave it to us with tahara. Neshama shenasata b'tahara. You gave me a pure neshama. It was pure, pristine. I need to give it back b'tahara. Where does this concept come from? K'moshan kasav, like the K'moshan Isa, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, kuf nun beis. So let's take a look in the Gemara kuf nun beis. The Gemara in Shabbos says like this. The Pasuk in Kehelah says, Tonu Rabbonan. The Pasuk in Kehelah says, V'aruach toshuv elu elikim, the neshama of a person who returns back to God, asher nesana, that He gave it. Well, these words, asher nesana, are extra. Hashem gave it, yeah. Says the Gemara, T'no loy, give the neshama back to Hashem, k'moshin anasnalach, the same way He gave it to you. How did He give it to you? Bitara. He gave it to you, Bitara. Af ata Bitara, we have to return the neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bitara. There's another Gemara in Nida, in Daf Lamed, that talks about when a child is born.
It means when you go to sleep or when you die.
Well, when we are through our lives, we have to, when we give ultimately give our neshama back to Hashem, well, it's really all the time. That's an interesting point. It's an interesting point.
You're saying when you wake up.
Yes.
You mean that
kind of
back?
Yeah. Very good.
So
right.
Back,
right. It's like a mini. Right. So very good. Very good. Very good. So listen to this.
What did you say when you right. First
mentioned it? Okay. Very good. Yeah. Right. It's a daily reminder. Very good. Beautiful. Very good.
A daily reminder.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll get there. We'll get there. So like this. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says in Daf Anida Daf Lamed Amabes. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, that when a child is born, it says that the Malach comes and he makes him forget his learning, and then it says that Eina Yoytze Misham, and he doesn't leave. At Shemash Bein, I say, they put him under oath. He makes a shvu. Before a child is born, what's the shvua that he has to, what he has to go through? Listen to what they say. Tehi tzaddik. You're coming into the world, you should be a tzaddik. Ve'al tehi rasha. You shouldn't be a rasha. Okay. Another thing. And then, ve'havi yodea, and you should know something. Shakadosh Baruch Hu tahar. Shakadosh Baruch Hu is tahar. U'mesharis of taharim. And his mesharis and the malachim are all tahar. V'neshama shenosan b'cha tahira, and the neshama that's been fused in you is tahar. Imat meshamra b'tara, if you safeguard it and you watch it to remain tahar, mutav, then good. V'mlav, but if not, hareini noitli mimcha, it's going to be taken away. The Gemara gives a mashal. Tana deber b'shmal. Mashal l'koyin, it's a mashal to a koyin shemasar, Truma lam aretz. A kohen takes truma and he gives it to an ama aretz. V'omer loy, im ata meshamra b'tara, if you make sure that it should stay, the truma should stay tar, mutav, good. Vim lav, but if not, hareini sarfal lefanecha, I'm going to have to burn it in front of you. The halacha is the truma that's nitma needs srefa. So, what exactly is this idea? Truth is, what is this Gemara bringing with this mashal, with the kayin, burning the truma? So I'd like to share with the Olam a piece from a Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger has a sefer on Nida called Mei Nida. And this sefer, he has a piece on this Gemara which I think is really illuminating. And he says like this. He says, this whole idea that we're being taught that our neshama is tar, and this mashal from the truma that's nitma is teaching something, and that is as follows. He says, the Sefer Akedas Yitzchak has a chakira. Do we look at a person, the neshama of a person, the creation of man, so to say, that his words are, im haneshama shenivras ba'adam, the neshama that's created in a person, im hi yikaro gdayla, is it inherently precious? And it's holy from the start? The ikar shtadlos adam, and the main focus of a person is not to ruin it, not to shalei lekalkalei samechshivusa, not to downgrade it, right? To safeguard it, or no? Or the way we look at it primarily, it's that the neshama is nothing till you build it up. The neshama needs to be built up through our ma'isim. Shebeis abriyatz me'ena chashuvakom. It's not really chashuv through our shtadlos adam ma'isim tovim. That's what makes it a davar yakar. This is the. Really, we could hear that they're both true. But this is the Chakira from the Chakir Zitzchak. Says the Shlomo Kluger that that's what's going on over here. We're being taught that our neshama is inherently tahar. Neshama shenasayatacha tahira. And our job is primarily our job, says the Shlomo Kluger, is to safeguard our neshama. Keep it that way. Right. Says the Shlomo Kluger, very interesting. What's a nafkamina? A nafkamina is, he says, if a person chas v'shalom doesn't do that, a person doesn't, someone who doesn't listen, right, doesn't keep the time, doesn't. So if our neshama is on the bottom and we need to build it up, okay. So if a person didn't do it, he didn't ruin anything. He just didn't build, right? So it's not, so to say, as bad. Then if the way it is, the way it really is, that our neshama is tar, and if anyone who chepers is ruining, is being mekalkel, right, the neshama, right, that's much worse. So that's, it makes it much more, so to say, serious, that our job becomes much more serious now that we're being taught that our neshama is tar. He says another way to bring it out, he says, is the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is doing by showing a case of truma. Truma, the halacha is chulin that becomes tameh, doesn't have to be burnt, right? Truma, because truma is kaddish, right? It has a kedusha. So if it becomes tameh, it needs to be nisraf. The halacha is it needs to be burnt because it is more tar. That's the mashal. The mashal is bringing home this idea that our neshama is tar, and that's why if we If we chepper, if we don't do what we're supposed to do, then it's going to be taken away because our neshama is tar. It's like truma that's netma, that it needs sreifa, that something has to happen. It's not just that we didn't build it up. That's what Shlomo Kluger said. He takes it to the next level. Now listen to what he says. Shlomo Kluger says, beautiful. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says, I remember the chesed of your youth. Avas klu l'sayich, lechtich achrei b'midbar, Klal Yisrael went out into the midbar by following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the pasuk says, Kodesh Yisrael Lashem, Klal Yisrael is Kodesh, has Kedusha, Reishis Tfuasa, where the first of Hashem's crap, Kol Oichlov Yeshamu, whoever devours us is guilty. So he says, what is the message of this pasuk? He says a beautiful taich. He says like this. The pasuk is saying that since Klal Yisrael is inherently Kaddish, so no matter what we do, even if Chas v'Shalom Klal Yisrael is Chayte, but since we're inherently Kaddish, we are Kaddish. So even if we're not on a high level, but Kol Eichlav Yashamu, whoever starts up with us is guilty, because we have a Kedusha. Even if we're not doing Ma'asim Tovim, meaning even... we don't need Ma'asim Tovim to build us up. We have inherently a Kedusha in us. So even if we're not doing perfect Ratzon Hashem, but we have a Kedusha that Kol Oichlov, whoever devours us, Yashamu is guilty. You're touching Kodesh Lashem, you're touching Kodesh Yisrael, Klal Yisrael's Kedusha. It says Reb Shlomo Kluger a beautiful thing. What's the raya to this? How do we know that Klal Yisrael indeed is like that? That our Kedusha is inherent Kedusha? That we have a Tahara, Neshama Shanasata Bel Tahara? You know what the raya is? Because lechtech zacharti lachesin urayach avas kol osayach. What happened over there? This is before Klal Yisrael got the Torah. We leave Mitzrayim. We don't have Torah. We don't have mitzvahs. We have nothing. And what happens? Klal Yisrael is yearning for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're searching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechtech achrei b'midbo. We're running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wait a second. If our Kedusha is rooted from the fact that we do the Torah and mitzvahs and we build ourselves up, but by the midbar, before we got the Torah, we didn't have the Torah mitzvahs to build ourselves up. So why was it that we had a dveikus and a ishtoikus and running after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lech dechachar b'midbar? That's a raya that we, Klal Yisrael, inherently are Kaddish and we are Torah. Our neshama, we have neshamas that are inherently tar. He says, it's like a child that runs, that's connected to the mother. It's just inherently connected. So the raya to this, that we're Kodesh Yisrael, to the extent that whoever starts up with us, no matter where we're holding, is the Hashem who is guilty, is because lech to the pasuk before that. Is because before we started anything, we just from the very beginning, we were cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lech dechachrei b'amidbar. Where did that come from? We didn't have the Torah mitzvahs to build us up. Beautiful idea. That's a raya that we have an inherent kedusha. Oh, Rabbi said, I think we could take this to have a deeper understanding in Alakai Neshama, and that is like this: the Gemara on Daf Tezayin says like this. Rabbi Lazar, Basar the Messiah Tzloisei. When Rabbi Lazar finished his Shmoyne Esrei, Amar Hachi, he made a special tefillah. Yiratzim Olfanecha, Hashem Alekeinu, Shetishkan Bepureinu, Avav Achva Veshalom Vereis, a whole thing. And then he said like this, listen carefully. Vinashkim, a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should wake up in the morning, I should wake up in the morning. Vinimtza, and I should find, we should find, Yichol Levavenu Liyira Shemecha, a yearning of our heart to fear you. Hashem, we should wake up in the morning and feel a yearning to have fear for Hashem. Where does this come from? We wake up in the morning out of nowhere, we have a yearning to Hashem. Where does this come from that we should have a yearning for Hashem right when we wake up? So listen to this. Tzadik HaKoyin and Tzidkas HaTzadik, he says like this, unbelievable. He says, he brings this Gemara down in Ois Kuf Reish Lamed Ches. Habakasha Nashkim Nimtza Yichol. He says, Shepa'amim, sometimes, Miyad Bashkama, when a person wakes up in the morning, Hu Moitza Atzmei Beria Chadasha. He finds himself like a new Beria. Like Kadmoinim said, B'chol Yoyim Nase Beria Chadasha. And that's why it was Niskan, right? Until Sidayim, Al Kaina Shoma, he says. The Pshat is, says Reb Tzadik, because through the sleep of a person, Be'es HaShina, it's a time of Estalkas HaMoichin, the Shina, what happens is Hashem refreshes us, and so to say, besides we know that our body, we come back fresh in the morning, our bodies are refreshed, but so to say, to some, we could say that our neshamas are refreshed. Hashem refreshes our neshama. His lashon is v'achakach chozer neshama chadasha. Our neshama comes down sort of refreshed, so to say. That's the power through the sleep that Hashem takes our neshama, brings it back, so to say, refreshed. And through that, a person has refreshed and a person wakes up sometimes feeling a closeness and he wants to, a yichel of aveinu, a yearning of his heart. Where did that come from? A yearning of the heart? He wakes up in the morning. Because the neshama wakes up refreshed. You see, during the day, with things we do, we know there's a concept of mitzvah gereres mitzvah and aveira chas shom gereres aveira. Things we do have an impact on everything we do the second after it, right? But Hashem refreshes us and turns our neshama in the morning pure and it's refreshed. And the neshama, that's why the neshama will wake up sometimes, says Reb Tzadik. The idea is that when a person wakes up in the morning, he feels that he wants to have a closeness to Hashem. The reason is this idea. Because the neshama is tahira. Like Shlomo Kluger is saying, like Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, without doing anything, they felt a connection, they wanted a yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lech Techach B'Midbar. Why? Because the neshama inherently is tahar. Doesn't need to be built up. Our neshama inherently is tahar and is connected, it wants to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's tahar to that extent that it wants to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the morning when we wake up, that's a time that we could actually tap into that and feel that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem returns our neshama chadasha, neshama chadasha. And through that, we feel that's a time when we wake up in the morning, that's a time that we could potentially feel and sense that I have a neshama. And that's why I feel that a desire to come close to Yir Shemayim, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of the Gemara that says, Ki Misar, when we wake up, we say, Elikai, Nishoma Shenasata Bi Tahirahi. At that specific moment is a so to say, a Nishoma moment. It's a moment that we could tap into the fact that we could realize and come to that recognition that we have a Nishoma. And that's why, from the beginning of the day, out of nowhere, Pa'amim says, Reb Tzadik, a person has a feeling that he wants to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have Yir Shemayim. Where does that come from? The answer is that that comes from this, that our neshama is inherently neshama tahira. So when we wake up in the morning, that's a time that is a special time. It's a time that we could sense that we have a neshama and that our neshama is tahira. And that's why we have that yichel of aveinu, that yearning of our heart to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, and the truth is that it's Mashman Rashi over there in that Gemara, Nimsa Yichel of Aveinu, that it's an automatic thing. And really, a person should wake up in the morning and have this feeling. The only reason why we need a daven for it, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, because there's something that could interfere it. There's something that could interfere that Yichel of Aveinu, that yearning of the heart. And that is, Rashi says, that we daven. V'namshkev v'nimsa Yichel Aveinu l'yershmecha shalei yizgaber aleinu yetzer hara behirer halayla. Through the thoughts of the night, if a person has improper thoughts or evil thoughts during the night, that could interfere with the fact that when a person will wake up in the morning, he should have that yichel of aveinu, that yearning of the heart. But and that's why he needs to daven, that we should wake up and have that yearning. But inherently, a neshama, when we wake up in the morning, we get a neshama chadasha, our neshama is tahira. And that's why we feel that yearning of the heart to come close to Hashem at the moment we wake up. Before we do anything right or wrong, before anything starts, before any mitzvah geres mitzvah, aveir geres aveir, before anything, at that split second, ki misar, when we wake up, pa'amim, there's that moment that we could feel, tap in, to have that realization and that awareness of, I have a neshama, and that's why I feel this way. And that not only I have a neshama, it's a tahira, neshama tahira, and that's why it wants to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, there's an interesting thing. That's really this idea we've spoken out from the Bir HaGra, that when we wake up in the morning, we have beriyah chadasha, and we thank Hashem for our bodies and for our neshama. There's a beriyah chadasha in our neshama as well. Our neshama is refreshed. That's why we thank Hashem for our bodies. When we wake up refreshed, we thank Hashem for our Seisha Yatzar, and we thank Hashem for our neshama. That's when the time that we realize that we have a neshama, and it's a neshama that we thank Hashem for. And Reb Tzadik really says that he brings the right, he doesn't quote Rashi, but he says that through al yidei hashina haruuya, through proper sleep, a person could wake up yochel bekal b'hashkama limsa yichel levavi liras Hashem. As long as it's a proper sleep, he says beloy chaloymois v'ruhurim roim v'zorim, without any bad dreams or hurim roim at night. And then he says a very interesting thing. That's what we're diving for before we go to sleep in Hamapo. Right? We're diving to Kadosh Baruch Hu not to have the things that could interfere, in order that when we wake up, we should be nimtza yichel levaveinu liyar shemecha. And it happens to be an interesting thing, because the Ravid has a different answer. The Avudram brings down, the Arushani brings down, why Elokei Neshama is not a problem of not starting off with Baruch. He says also, yeah, Elokei Neshama is a brucha smucha l'chaverta. Which bracha? Says the Ravid, unbelievable. You're trying to bring it down. Mepnei she smucha l'birchas hamapel. Elokei Neshama is samuch to the bracha of hamapel. Why? Because sleep is not a hafsaka. The sleep in between is not a hafsaka. Mepnei she ena maisa, because it's not an act. It's not an action. So the sleep is not an action. So it's smucha to the bracha of hamapel. The Gemara brings down hamapel and then kimisa when you wake up. It's smucha l'chavrata. But according to this, it's beautiful. There's a connection between the two brachas. Through brachas hamapel, when we dive into Hashem, that we shouldn't have that interference, that it should lead to, in fact, that we should wake up and sense that we have neshama, feel that awareness of neshama shenasat b'tahiri. So it comes out like this. When a person wakes up in the morning, when they instituted Elokei Neshama, it's ki misar. When a person wakes up, ki misar, at that moment, that's a moment, that's a neshama moment, that moment, that very first moment, when we wake up in the morning, when a person could potentially feel that yearning of his heart to come close to Hashem, and he asks himself, why do I feel that way? It must be because I have a neshama, and my neshama is tahira. It doesn't need to be built up. It's inherently tahar. And that's why I have that feeling of yichel avavena, that yearning to come close to Yiras Shamayim. And every day when we wake, that's what is that we're launched into the day with that awareness of our neshama, and that reminds us of our obligation to keep it tahira. We're reminded in the morning, we come to that realization that our neshama is tahar. What does that mean for me? What that means for me is that I got to make sure to keep it tahira. And that's the remez, says the Vilna Gaon. When we say over here, neshama shenasat b'tahiri, because when we wake up, we have that awareness that we have a neshama and that it's tahar. And now, oh, if it's tahar, I have to make sure to safeguard and to watch over my neshama that it stays that way and act in the proper way. And could be we could take this to the next level. And that is, there's something very unique about Elokei Neshama. If you look in the bracha, there's one word that keeps on coming up over and over again. And that word is the word Ata. Ata virasa. Ata yatsarta. Ata nefachtabi. Ata mishamr bukirbi. Ata asid letlami meni. I'm not sure if there's another bracha like this. We say Ata, Ata so many times. And it could be the idea is beautiful. We've spoken out in the past from the Avudram. The Avudram says, we've discussed about this discrepancy, we always call it, in a bracha, that we start off talking Tashem Lashon Noichach Baruch Ata. Right, and then you end off Asher Kedishanu. That's third person. What's going on? So the Avudram says, because the person, we've spoken this in Berachas HaShachar, because a person is comprised of two parts. We're made up of two. We're the Guf and the Neshama. We have two Chalakim. Says the Avudram, the Neshama Roy Lidovik Bekoinai V'Lam Nichay Tamin Mitzad Neshmasi. Mitzad Neshama, it makes sense for us to talk Ata. The neshama is roi to stand in front of Hashem and to say Ata. Ela she'ena yachum mitzad gufi, but we're also a guf, so we can't say it all the time. So we have to switch to Lashon Nista. Says the Avodram, that's why a bracha is ata, because we have a neshama, and our neshama should be saying ata, but we're also a guf, so we have to switch. In the morning, ki misar, when we wake up, we have that neshama moment. We have that awareness that I have a neshama. And I say neshama shenasata b'tayri, because I feel that yearning of my heart in the right in the morning. What's going on? What's this yearning about to have the Yerushamayim? Where does that come from? It must be because I have a neshama inside of me, a neshama tahira. And that's a moment that we could, we have that awareness, that slight, that could be a subtle awareness. I have a neshama. I am a neshama, I have a neshama inside of me. Oh, at that moment's a time to say, ata, when we have that awareness that we have a neshama, we are very much neshama people. We have a neshama inside of us. Now we could be saying ata, so it would be dafka, perhaps we say ata, because amitzad our neshama, we are really to be saying ata. Oh. And could be, there's one more thing, and that is that through this awareness that we have a neshama, and our neshama's tahira, this increases our hakaras hatoiv and our haidot Hashem, that He gave us this neshama. Why? Because the Gemara in Bracha says that on Daf Yud, the Gemara says five comparisons, so to say, that we have, that the neshama has, is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to some extent. The Gemara says, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu tohar, af neshama tahira. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tar, so too the neshama is tahira. And the Vilna Gaon in Parashas Bereishis, on the Pasuk of Nasa Adam Etzalmeinu, I'm not going to get into the whole Arichas, but he speaks out that this, that the neshama is tar, is because it's a chelek lekamimal. Since it's from Hashem, that's why it's tar. Like the Gemara says, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu tahira? Af neshama, it's not just a comparison. Since our neshama comes kaviyachol from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so to say, chelek, elikam himal, that's the reason why our neshama is tahira. So when in the morning when we wake up and we feel that kimisar, and we have that awareness of that feeling of yichol of aveinu, that yearning to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we come to that awareness that we have a neshama and it's tahira. Oh, if it's tahira, why is my neshama tahira? The answer is because it's a chelek alekami mal. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what? There's no greater akaras haidah that possible that a person is indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem gave him a chelek of a kaviyachol, a chelek alekami mal. So through the realization that we have a neshama tahira, that increases our haidah and our haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the neshama is not stam a neshama. The neshama is tahira. Why is it tahira? Because it's a chelik alikami mal. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu taraf af neshama shenasat bi tahira hi. So it comes out, if you think about it, when in the morning when we wake up and we have that neshama moment, and we are aware that we have neshama tahira, two things come out. The first is, if I have neshama tahira, why is it tar? It's tar because it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow, what haidah do I need to have? How indebted I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave me, how now worthy I am, and He gave me back a neshama tahira, a chelek lekamimal. Number two is that I'm aware of my neshama, and now I'm able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I realize I'm a neshama, I'm ata. You think about it, these are the two things we've discussed in Moed Ani. Moed Ani lefonecha. In fact, we say those two things in Elokai Neshama. Kolzman shanashama bekirbi, moida'ani lefonecha. Moida'ani is hoidah. We have a feeling of hoidah to Hashem. And then we, lefonecha, we have that awareness of shivisa Hashem lenegdi samir. So when we wake up in the morning, we have that moida'ani and lefonecha. How? Through that awareness that we have neshama tahira, through that we come to the awareness that we have the tremendous hakaras hatoiv that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's moida'ani. And we have that awareness that we're in front of Hashem, because we're a neshama. Neshama is able to have that awareness that he's ata, that he's lefnei Hashem. And we said then that this corresponds to the two amude avoda, ava and yira. Ava comes from the karsa toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the yira comes from shivis Hashem lenegdi samid. So when a person wakes up in the morning and he has that neshama moment, kimisar, when we wake up and at the first proclamation we say, oh, neshama shenasat to be tahir. We realize that we have a neshama tahira, and that launches our day, that we launched into the day with that feeling of haidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He gave us a chelik lekam imal, a neshama tahira, and that awareness that we're standing in front of Hashem because we have a neshama. Yashar koach.